Abe Hefter joins us once again. Abe, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's playoff season. It smells like the playoffs. And usually when the playoffs start, injuries become even more of an issue, especially in a short series. And bad news for the Habs, Max Pacioretty will not play game one. What's your best guess? Is this guy, is he going to be back in either one of these two games in Montreal? Is it game three? Is it later? What's happening?
Well, you know, that's the $64,000 question. Habs fans here, of course, are hoping in their heart of hearts that Max Pacioretty, you know, will it be game two? Will it be game three? Will it be in the series at all? Honestly, we just don't know the answer to that question. It's, you know, just speculation at this point in terms of, you know, when Max Pacioretty may or may not return. So the Canadians go into this series. So they go into this game minus their most productive goal scorer. And it's pretty well documented. The Canadians have had their problems, certainly on occasion, putting the puck in the net. It's hard to replace 35-plus goals, but that's exactly what the Canadians have to do right now against, and I don't have to tell you this, a very, very hot Ottawa team backed up by a very, very hot netminder.
Yeah, that's a tough chore for Montreal. They don't have a ton of options, you know, plug-and-play guys who can score like Pacioretty just aren't around. How much does this swing it in Ottawa's favor in terms of the margin? Because these two teams are very close regardless of the standings, and the Senators were very good against Montreal during the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you go back to when the Sens turned things around, it was with a win against the Canadiens, and the rest is history. Certainly for the Sens, a magnificent story to, you know, to make it to the postseason dance. And, you know, you really have to ask yourself, despite where these two teams finished off in the standings, who exactly is the favorite right now? I mean, certainly the Sens have the incredibly hot hand with the Hamburglar in goal. I mean, you know, how do you bet against a guy like that and the season he's having and a team going where it has gone from to where it is right now? I mean, the Canadiens have been, you know, pretty well all season long the, you know, the picture of consistency, maybe not as much as they would have liked in the, you know, last 4 weeks of the season where, you know, Carey Price at times has gone from being superhuman-like in goal to looking like, you know, just a mere mortal, so to speak. So it's certainly a tough one to call. I mean, the Canadiens will miss Max Pacioretty. They are seeing signs of life from other players who need to get hot and seem to be getting hot at the right time, like Lars Eller, who had a pretty good playoff last year after not a very good regular season. His regular season this year was nothing to write home about. And again, as was the case last year, he's getting hot at the right time. And you look for a guy to continue to, you know, maintain that pace and help, you know, pick up the goal-scoring slack for the Canadiens. But, I mean, it's a tall task any way you slice it. And by having to slice it initially, at least, without Max Pacioretty, I think the hill is that much steeper to climb for the Habs.
Breaking down Ottawa and Erik Karlsson, he's a defenseman, I know, and it's not like you'd necessarily have a – you know, usually you have a defense pair on the ice for a forward line. But Erik Karlsson is such a dynamic player, even from the back end offensively. Do you think that Michel Therrien will look to ensure that he's got somebody on the ice as much as he can on home ice against Karlsson?
I suppose so. I mean, there's no question that Karlsson is just, you know, world-class talent who can, you know, do it all along the blue line. And his offensive prowess is well documented, and I guess you know, when you look at the Canadiens, you need to look no further than a guy like PK Subban, who can also do it all in, you know, in a very similar fashion. So it's going to be a real treat watching these two guys play and you know, play against each other in this series. But yeah, I mean, Karlsson, he's certainly a force to be reckoned with, as is this entire Ottawa team right now. I mean, they're just on such an incredible roll. Playing with such incredible, what a winning streak they fashion. I can't recall off the top of my head where they 21-3-3 or something like that down the stretch. And Karlsson is one piece of a very successful Ottawa picture that you know, has marched into the playoffs despite all very long odds.
Yeah. Now, Abe, there's been situations before where teams have gone on tremendous runs into the playoffs, and there's no set finality to what happens. But I guess one way you could look at the Senators is They've been terrific, and they're a great story. But you know what? When you have to win every night, you can use up a lot of gas in the tank. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it is a possibility.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think, you know, if you can finish the regular season riding a 10-game winning streak, and once they drop the puck on the playoffs in a short series, it means absolutely nothing. You know, the same way that, you know, you can have home ice advantage in the playoffs, and you go to a Game 7 situation, you could be playing that game on Mars. It means absolutely nothing, but teams battle for that home ice position. The Canadians did it themselves last game of the regular season. They go with their aces, Carey Price is in goal, and the Canadians beat the Leafs, and wouldn't you know it, that puts them into a series against the Ottawa Senators. But I agree. You know, it's just that you have to look at the situation and feel pretty good for Ottawa and their chances. But again, that's history talking, right? We're looking at past performance. We're looking at what got them here. But I'm with you. You drop the puck. You play the game. You play the series. You get a couple of quick ones past the Hamburglar. You know, anything can happen. But anything can happen either for or against Ottawa or for or against Montreal. But I'm with you. You know, the regular season is over. You can go into the playoffs stone cold, losers of 10 in a row, and there's still nothing stopping you from winning a series. So the other thing is we see some terrific upsets in first-round playoff action. We see some I think we see the best hockey, quite frankly, in opening round action. And I think all bets are off. Anything can happen, certainly in this series.
Outside of Pacioretty, any of the other Habs banged up?
They've been pretty healthy. I mean, there's been guys in and out of the lineup, both up front and defensively. At the trade deadline, Mark Bergevin made some moves, guys like Flynn and Mitchell to solidify. You know, I mean, these are basically third and fourth line players, and don't give the Canadians a scoring punch when they picked up a guy like Thomas Vanek 1 year ago. So, you know, by and large, they're a pretty healthy bunch. Again, I think that it begins and ends with Carey Price. You know what? If there's one team that can make a goaltender look awfully good, even when he's not awfully good, it's the Montreal Canadiens. And Hammond is playing awfully well. So I think that's got to be a big part of the the picture for the Ottawa Senators as well when you look at their goaltending situation and what might be a key for them. But they've got guys like Pageau who played so well against the Canadiens and maybe limited minutes and limited ice time, but we saw what he did against the Habs just 2 short years ago. But by and large, Canes have been a healthy bunch, but Max Pacioretty, boy, you go into a series without that guy, and that's a lot of production to try to make up. Even with a guy like Lars Eller, who's, again, playing pretty well, that's a big number of goals that you have to make up for.
Looking at the season series, Ottawa wins 3 of 4 games, including the last 3 straight, outscoring the Habs 13-5. Hammond was in net for 2 of those goals. You know, the season series has not been good, especially Max Pacioretty has scored 5 of those 13 goals that they've scored, and he's not 6 actually in that series.
Yeah.
Why have they been such a bad matchup for the Canadiens this year?
Oh boy, that's a good question. I mean, they just seem to have Montreal's number for whatever reason, and they've been successful against the Canadiens, and again, it was a win over the Habs basically that helped turn Ottawa's season around. I mean, they seem to be fairly evenly matched teams, play the same type of style. And it's just worked well for the Sens. The Canadians, you know, I mean, Ottawa's just had their number all season long. But again, I go back to my point just a couple of minutes ago. You drop the puck in the playoffs, all bets are off. But again, you tend to look at history. You tend to look at recent history. You tend to look at what these two teams have done against each other. And certainly the numbers come up Ottawa's favor.
Abe, if you're a Michelle Therrien, who's the one name you're circling on the whiteboard in the Habs dressing room? Because this is a good Ottawa team, but outside of Carlson on defense, I don't see one guy that you say, oh my gosh, if we don't control him, we're in trouble.
I don't know if you're really singling anybody else in that respect, singling anybody out in that respect here. I mean, you're absolutely right against when it comes to playing against Carlson, but, you know, would it be a guy like Pageau, who just happens to have a career game? It seems every time he plays the Montreal Canadiens. I don't think Ottawa is that type of team. And I think the Canadiens have to be more concerned, and I think they are more concerned about their game and not Ottawa's game. And right now their game is, if I had a dime, you know, every time the Canadiens won a hockey game 1-0, or it ended up being, you know, 2-0 with the empty netter, you know, I'm a rich man. And the Canadiens went to that well, in my opinion, way too often this season. And it was only through the, you know, the MVP-type goaltending of Carey Price that kept the Canadiens in many a hockey game. Early in the season, and granted this is early on, when they were losing ugly. They were losing big, and it was a question of, okay, you're not going to win every game, but my goodness, I mean, this was a Canadiens team that was getting blown out. They settled down, though, and again, during the course of the season, they've been a very consistent hockey team. They've managed to avoid the long skids. Again, their game hasn't been terrific down the final stretch, but I think as opposed to King on any single player that Ottawa will ice, I think the Canadiens, A, absolutely have to play better hockey out of the blocks. They've been a terrible opening 20-minute hockey team. If they're going to go down 1-0 or 2-0 in this hockey game, look out. So they've got to overcome the slow starts. They've been notorious for starting slowly this season. And again, they cannot rely on a 1 or 2-0 hockey game to get by the Ottawa Senators. They're going to have to put some pucks in the net, and they're going to have to do it short-term at least without Max Pacioretty.
Abe, who are you picking?
Boy, I think this is going to be a long series. I think this, you know, will go 6, could go 7. And I'm going to say the wild card right now is Pacioretty. I mean, is he a huge part of this Canadiens team? He's played terrific two-way hockey. We know he's an offensive force, but he's really brought up his game overall. He has been extremely consistent. I mean, the guy nets almost 40 last year, but there were stretches when he struggled. This year, he just seemed to be, you know, every second game, the puck's in the net. Every second game, the puck's in the net. With that being a wild card and without Max Pacioretty, certainly at the start of this series, I think the pendulum swings in Ottawa's favor.
Abe, appreciate your time. Enjoy the series.
Anytime, guys. My pleasure.